Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer, now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all the truckers bringing supplies down here to Florida into the hard-hit hurricane zone. Also, let's not forget that we have got our... bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail tonight to make sure the mail gets delivered to your dooryard. Also, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, of course, to our friends from Amazon working a warehouse and delivering the products as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California tonight, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
It is all of that and then some. Turn your mic up a little bit so I can hear you. All right, there you go. That's a little better. Okay, all right, guys and gals, thank you very much. Okay, goodbye, see ya, goodbye. There you go. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Democrats and the liberals and the progressives on TV are trying to have a ball picking on our governor, picking on our state. Joy Reid was going nuts over a comment that was made last week about Florida being a Second Amendment state. She called it a segregationist statement. Well, let me tell you something, Joy. In this state that we live in, if you come into a neighborhood, any neighborhood, especially where the senior citizens are, and you try to cause trouble or you try to break into a house or you try to steal something, I would bet you would have anywhere from 15 to 20 shotguns pointed at you before you got very far. So that's what a Second Amendment state means. Didn't say they'd shoot you, but they sure as hell would have them pointed at you. And if you did something stupid, well, bye-bye, Charlie.
Well, you know, Captain, it's such a weird remark to have made because, of course, you know, typically if looters come, they have to have some expectation that somebody's going to stop them or want to stop them from doing that. And that should be a pretty good incentive to not go out and loot. Nobody wants to have to shoot anybody, but I think you're right. They're going to defend themselves.
Well, the reason for that is because they have no clue. They do not live in the real world. They live in a make-believe world that they try to create and create an illusion every night on television or wherever it is they're being seen or being heard or being read, if they happen to be writers. And they just haven't been out amongst the public and understand what it's about.
Well, exactly. And to call it a segregationist remark is also a little bit strange, because there's right and wrong. If somebody's house has been damaged, I have no right to go loot through all their stuff. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Wrong is wrong and right is right.
Yep. And the claim that DeSantis kept supplies from being delivered is now being debunked by a number of different people, a number of different agencies. One of them is a friend of mine, the Floridian publisher Javier Mangeres, who is from South Florida, down around Miami. And he was on site before DeSantis ever even got there when this occasion that they were talking about happened. The fact that, and this is what Mangeres said, the fact that anyone, Democrats in this case, are trying to score callous political brownie points off the backs of suffering Floridians should tell you all you need to know about their true motives during the rescue operations. Mangeres goes on to say, when I arrived, I witnessed three boats, not the three or the so-called FWC airboats on site. There were several people waiting with three FHP troopers alongside the Moose Lodge waiting for the governor to speak. These were the very same people that then loaded a few supplies onto the boats and took off across the flooded river. They were free to go as they pleased, and they did just that. One man even asked if the boat skippers could take him back across the river to an undisclosed reason, and the boat captain helped him get across. Now, Mangeres also said DeSantis was at the DeSoto EOC before arriving for the boat tour. The tour lasted about 15 minutes before he walked up to give his press conference. Once again, what they're trying to say is not true.
Just once, I wish that especially those on the left and that particular persuasion would want to work together and stop trying to look for any political points and political angles and even make stuff up out of whole cloth.
Well, they are liars. They can't get out of their own way. They're tripping over themselves, trying to lie their way out of this, trying to grab anything they can. Anything they can to try to get some sort of political points out of this. By the way, where's Charlie Crist, the one running against Ron DeSantis? Where's Charlie Crist?
Good question.
Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. He's been there for a week. Puerto Rico. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Today's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And let me tell you something. If you go over to MyPillow.com, the website, and you'll see down the left side of the homepage, down about halfway, it says Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that page. You'll have to type the word Captain in there so you see the special prices and you don't see nothing but the higher retail price. But if you type the word Captain in there, that's your promo code, you'll see a flash sale items in there. You'll see flash sale items. The first one you're going to see is going to be the three-piece towel set. Regularly $44.99, only $19.98 for that towel set. Only $19.98 with your promo code Captain. The second thing you're going to see are the MyPillow sandals. Regularly $79.98, only $19.98 with your promo code Captain. And one more item here. The six-piece MyPillow towel set, you save 50% on that. Regular price, $89.98, you save 50% off that with the promo code Captain. Now, it's getting a little chilly around the wintertime here. Things are getting a little chilly. They've got a really nice plush blanket. Really nice plush blanket. As low as $24.98 with your promo code Captain. Those are just some of the things that are over there on the MyPillow.com radio listener specials page. And they're there for you to take advantage of. So please do. MyPillow.com radio listener specials page, promo code Captain. Check it out. You'd be glad you did. You save a bunch of money, too. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have got some big-time news coming out of the Ukraine. The Ukraine is making sweeping advances in their counteroffensive against the Russians who are literally throwing down their weapons and running away. I'm not exaggerating, folks. That's what they're doing. They're giving up on the battlefield. Now, the city of Kherson may fall at any time. That's been a stronghold where Russia put a bunch of troops in there and made it a focal point of the Eastern Front, if you will. Meantime, a collapse of the Russian military is entirely possible. Now, you heard what I said, Kyle. What do you think about all this?
I mean, this is really, this is very significant, to say the least.
Understatement of the year, friend.
Well, of course, because everything started back when Russia invaded. Everyone under the basic impression that it's a bigger force. This is the Russian army, for goodness sake, and Ukraine just doesn't stand a chance. Well, here we are all this time later, and the Russian army is in danger of literally collapsing. How times have changed. But it also shows me, Captain, that Vladimir Putin should have counted the cost. And either he was lied to, or he is a lunatic, or he doesn't understand, or whatever. But this leads us in now to a very dangerous place, if that truly is the case, because he may do something very desperate.
Well, we're getting a secondhand report coming out of the Ukraine and coming out of Russia about the Russian military, and that is that he's once again changing leadership at the top. I don't know if that's true or not, but we have heard that. We'll have to wait and see what actually happens, but certainly, I would be doing that at the very least, but I think if I was Vladimir Putin and I couldn't win a few battles and my troops were being actually driven out of the country that they had fought their way into, so to speak, I think I would be getting out of Dodge.
Well, and, you know, this criticism is actually starting to happen now from others inside Russia. And this is, I think, one of the reasons he would be changing the brass at the top, basically, because you have other generals and other people who are simply saying this is not sustainable and it can't be done. And Putin is going down the wrong road.
He doesn't want to hear can't. He wants to hear it can be done. So he's surrounding himself with people that are still saying that they can do this. And I don't think they can. I think the tide has turned. I think the Ukrainians have stood up very admirably. I think they're continuing to stand up. I don't believe they're going to fall down like a bunch of little wimps. And this is only going to get worse for Putin.
I think you're right. He's already gone through with the conscription. He wanted to put in 300,000 new troops. There's a timetable on that, too. It doesn't happen tomorrow. It happens weeks from now, if that. And, you know, what else can he do in the meantime? If he turns tail and runs, then, you know, he's got another problem. But this is such a bad situation that we can't overemphasize it.
By the way, we have a Kyle special over at MyPillow. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Using the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. On the Radio Listener Specials page, go down to the flash sale item, MyPillow. You'll get it for $19.88, the full-size MyPillow, $19.88. Promo code CAPTAIN.
All right. Very cool. Indeed.
Yeah. Yep. That'll be
very cool.
That'll be the Kyle special for the night.
Well, I hope everybody goes over and does that, because it's so easy to go to MyPillow.com, go down the Radio Listener Specials page, and check them out, because that's amazing. All right, the Kyle special. I like the sound of that.
All right, let's talk about the Fire Department of New York and some terrible news that came out yesterday. As you know, I am a survivor of the World Trade Center. I have some minor problems, nothing like what some of these other guys have that have died. But 9/11-related illness deaths now surpass the numbers that died at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And that's horrible. That's horrible. The FDNY estimates that some 11,000 active and retired FDNY and EMS members have at least one of the certified World Trade Center-related illnesses, including cancers or respiratory or gastrointestinal issues.
You know, Captain, the heroism shown that day, not only on the planes, but also, of course, on the ground in the aftermath, and people that went in with no thought for themselves, helping people, pulling people out, and doing all those things. and then, of course, taking into themselves some kind of disease, basically, as a result of that. And now we're seeing all the fruition. But it just overwhelms me with the bravery and the dedication that these people had, including yourself, to go there and do what you did.
Well, I went to the doctor again yesterday. They did another minor procedure on my leg to get rid of the infection that seems to want to keep coming back. But it's just for one leg. It's not both of them anymore. So that's an improvement by 50%. And they think they got it again. They think that they got everything taken care of. So I'm walking around, you know, wrapped up and all that stuff and got some special treated bandage on there. And I got stuff I got to take, you know, some pills I got to take and all that for the infection that's inside of me. But it is what it is. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it in a minute.
Well, Captain, I just know that the first responders, they just know people need help, and they go and they help them, and they don't take their safety. I mean, you know, they try to be safe and all these training and so forth, but they go into the danger. And we see that at the World Trade Center, and we see what first responders do almost on a daily basis to put themselves at risk to help people.
Now, our Senator Rick Scott, who's the chairman of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, said on the 2nd of October that the Republican Party will take back the Senate in November. He said his effort right now is on hurricane relief for the hurricane. But absolutely, I think we're going to have 52 seats plus. He told that to Meet the Press on Sunday. He said if you look at Biden's numbers, they're really bad, by the way, down to 38%. People have rejected the Biden agenda. We have great candidates. The Democrats have to defend what Biden has done, and they can't do it.
They can't defend it. They don't want to talk about it. They want to pretend like it doesn't exist.
They don't want to campaign with them, most of them.
Well, of course. And the only thing that exists is Trump and Mar-a-Lago and stuff like that.
By the way, he was in Puerto Rico yesterday for hurricane relief.
Right.
He's coming to Florida. And that, I'll tell you, the people in Florida will boo him. Watch and see.
I think you're right about that.
They're going to boo him. Even some of the Democrats are going to boo him.
Well, of course, you know, unfortunately, Captain, the Biden administration people just weren't in tune enough to realize all they had to do was let things sort of keep running the way they were, and they could have claimed credit for an incredible recovery out of COVID. But instead, they had to go in and mess with everything.
The biggest mistake, and hold that thought, Kyle, the biggest mistake that Joe Biden made was when he shut down the pipeline and slowed down the oil production and caused the price of gasoline and oil to go up. That was the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. It's coming in 35 days. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. I think I'll vote 16 times if I can get away with it. Anyway, later. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
At least one ballistic missile was fired by North Korea. It sailed over Japan and possibly into the Pacific Ocean. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. Recent gains by Ukrainian forces have been so significant that a spokesman for the Kremlin's defense ministry had to acknowledge them. Fighters for Kyiv have been making inroads in the very areas that Russia is trying to absorb. President Biden visiting Puerto Rico with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He vowed that his administration will stand by the U.S. territory that was still recovering from Hurricane Maria and earthquakes when Hurricane Fiona devastated the island a couple of weeks ago. Wall Street marking its best day since late July. The Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points, a more than 2% gain for all. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it away, and thank you very much for tuning in to The Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to have a direct message here for one of our listeners down there. I believe she's in Sarasota County, maybe not on the county line near Charlotte, down there right on the edge of the hurricane zone. So I'm going to be talking to her in a minute. But I just want everybody to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, and they're working together to make sure that they get America out of pain. Now, what do I mean by that? Exactly what I said. 8+ years ago, when I found out about Relief Factor and I first took it, I did it the same way that you will. I tried the 3-week quick start. And within the first week and a half, no more than 2 weeks, the pain that I was having was gone. Gone. And I couldn't believe it. And then some of the other pain that I had, aches and pains, some of the stuff problems that I had, started to go away too. I couldn't believe that either. But it works. And all I can tell you, folks, is this product works. One of the reasons why I believe is because it's all natural. There's no drugs in it at all. Now, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help the body to support its response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain going straight to the source. That's a pretty good point, pretty good important point. So, all you got to do is for $19.95, try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 gets you started with a 3-week quick start. And you'll know if it'll take care of the problems that you got, the pain you got, the discomfort you got. You'll know pretty quick. And once you know, then you don't have to do anything because the automatic shipping will kick into place. And away you go. Because with Relief Factor, like Kyle likes to tell everybody, go ahead, Kyle.
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try it. I believe it'll help you. Well, Kyle, I got a direct message here from Donna, And Donna, thank you very much for your message. I want to answer it for you. First of all, I don't know exactly where you're at down there, but I can tell you that because of the power outages all over the place down there, the internet got knocked out too in many cases. And what it takes for the stream to be heard down there is not just the radio, it's the internet. So we were without our internet there at the transmitter site, and it may be back now, I'm not sure. But if it's not, you can always hear my show on your Walkman or on your phone. You can always hear my show by going to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And there is a stream playing there right now of this show, live and in living color. When the show is over, then it plays the recorded show until the next live one comes on. So that's something you can do. And Donna, I want to thank you very much for being a loyal listener. What do you think, Kyle?
No, well, we're glad that Donna checked in, and because I think you're right. I think a lot of people might be having some trouble.
Oh, I know they are.
Finding, yeah, and so definitely I'm glad that that she contacted us, because I think that's going to help a lot of other people in this way.
Yeah, and the other thing is that if you don't have internet, just go out to your car and turn on the car radio. I realize you might not want to do that if you're listening to me live, but even the recorded portion of the show, if you have the ability to get internet in your car, you can hear it.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's internet radio a few years ago. I think you remember that. When we first were told we were going to be on car radios with our program, you and I got pretty happy about that, didn't we?
Yeah, I remember that. That's right.
Yeah, because you can hear us on your car radio all day and all night long, driving anywhere in the country. So there you go. Now, back to the Congress and a couple of things here. As you know, Congress is planning on doing all sorts of devious little things, because if they lose, if the Democrats lose, they're going to try to ram everything through that they possibly can. It's going to take us, we the people, reminding those that aren't coming back, like, gee, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, that they still are responsible to us, we the people, and if they don't adhere to our responsibilities, they will never, ever, never get elected to public office again. Remind them of that, because we control their destiny. They don't. We do.
Well, of course. And the voters, Captain, this is a very, very different time, I think, in American politics. I think voters are going to have a long memory. Many times I think the Democrat Party elite treat voters as though they have a very short memory. But, Captain, if they do a scorched earth policy, even some of the departing Republicans, as they are, or as they're said to be, it's going to be remembered. And honestly, if they do that kind of thing, it just writes the campaign commercials for 2024. It just does it automatically.
They don't care. They don't care. Okay? They do not care. That's obvious. But here's the thing, all right? If they want to ruin themselves and ruin any possibility of ever being around any sort of political party or event again, they better behave themselves.
Well, absolutely. That's of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yep, because they do not understand what it is that we're... Well, they understand, they just don't want to hear it. Oh, how's that? That's a better explanation. Okay, so let me explain this one, because this is also something we've heard about. The Section 230 portion of the Communications Decency Act has come under fire in recent years, particularly amongst conservatives, who claim the 230 component empowers websites to censor companies on specific content without any just cause. We've heard it before. It's happened to both you and me, correct?
Well, sure, yeah.
They censor you, they don't tell you why, and you haven't used profanity, you haven't called anybody any names, you've just merely taken a news story that came from wherever it came from and credited your source and put it up there for the people to see.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the idea is that you can suppress information, whereas most people see the Internet and as a free flow of information. And you also have to be discerning. There's no doubt about that. But, unfortunately, if you have someone or a group of people who can simply control the narrative, well, that's not fair to everybody else.
No. And Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, on Monday accused his arch foes, the United States and Israel, of fomenting the wave of nationwide unrest currently going on in his country, sparking the outrage over the death of Mahsa Amini, I believe that was a girl's name. And he says, I say clearly that these riots and the insecurity was engineered by America. How about your own people were ticked off about it? How about that?
Well, that's right. It's an organic reaction to a horrible thing. And whether you live in Iran or whether you live in the West, I think most people would have the same kind of reaction. It's just that now those that are living under the Tehran regime in Iran are finding that they have a bigger voice than they ever thought they did, and a bigger opportunity than they ever thought they did. And people all around the world are applauding them for that.
Now, the Supreme Court yesterday turned away from a challenge to the vaccine rule for health workers.
Yeah, very, very interesting. You know, I think that they turned it away in the sense that they have to continue with the vaccines, or they turned it away saying they don't have to take the vaccines.
They turn it away and that they don't have to take the vaccine.
Okay, well, again, that is definitely where all this is heading. And you have some political players who would like for it to head in the opposite direction, you know, keep on pouring this stuff on. But it's interesting, Captain, you know, as I've been out and about different places and seeing people gather together, nobody's concerned about COVID. Nobody is testing necessarily for COVID. If they get a stuffy nose, they're treating it the same way as they would. I think people are more aware these days that they don't want to get around somebody if they feel like they're sick.
Right.
But the COVID nightmare, as it were, is not prevalent.
Well, I and many veterans like me and many firefighters like me and many people that have been in very humid areas of the country and around the world have a sinus condition. And my sinus condition, once in a while, kicks in and I'm blowing my nose or whatnot, and I try to do it very discreetly. I don't sit there and go, and all that, you know, but I try to be very discreet about it, and I'm very polite about what I do. And, you know, sometimes people will look at me and that sort of stuff, but I know what they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. Oh, has this guy got the disease? Has this guy got it? But it's a sinus condition.
Right, exactly. And you know, there's that term regular sick. You know, people say, well, I got sick and I got a cold or whatever, but I just got regular sick. It wasn't COVID. And you always have to call.
Kyle's got a cold. All righty, you hold on. Folks, you're coming back when the trucker's time went by. We report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah, a little bad
my company can't get enough of your love. I got Kyle kicking it over there in California. I can hear the thump 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 going on back there.
That's right. No, I love that song. That's cool.
Although it might have just sounded more like Crash Bang Boom. What were you doing? All righty. Well, let me read this and then hand it over to you. A stubborn area of low pressure will keep conditions inclement for parts of the Middle Atlantic and Northeast. Yep, that's the remnants of Ian. With rain showers and gusty winds through Wednesday. Meanwhile, locally heavy to excessive rain is possible across the Four Corners region over the next couple of days and nights. We do have quite a bit of rain up the East Coast. We do have cold weather up in the Northeast, too. We'll tell you about that. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. In terms of weather alerts, we don't really have much on the western maps to tell you about tonight, so that's good. So
the lonely Maytag repairman.
That's right. Yeah, mostly smooth sailing, and that's okay because obviously we want everybody to have a good morning driving through the west here. But we do have a couple of pockets of rain to tell you about. Mainly, this is going to be west of Casper, Wyoming, and this is going to be on Highway 26, and it looks like it's going to be skirting just around there, Casper Natrona County International Airport, as you head out from the Casper area, and that's going to stay with you over through Powder River and then on over towards looks like not quite as far as Shoshone, so that's good. So you should be out of it by then. Of course, the rain's moving around a little bit. Then also, we've got a little bit of rain to tell you about outside of Denver. This as you come out on I-70, as you go through Peoria and Deer Trail, you'll have some rain there. Also down near Lamar in Colorado. And then north of Santa Fe, we've got rain. We've got rain that's skirting north of Albuquerque right now. Going down I-25, doesn't look like you got a whole lot coming there, but definitely could be coming across the road maybe by next hour. And then, of course, at the border of Arizona and New Mexico, it looks like we definitely have rain in the Glenwood area there, across the border into Clifton, and then on up on your Highway 60. Highway 60 near Vernon, you definitely have some rain tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, let me start in Texas, San Antonio down towards Laredo. You do have some inclement weather there. You've got a little bit of fog mixed in with that poor air quality tonight. And what that does is it makes the fog look like it's crystallized. So you're driving along, and it looks like you got 9,000 bugs in front of you. and it's actually the poor air quality. And then again, over by Houston, you do have some fog there coming off the Gulf. And then skipjacking on down to Brownsville from about Galveston south. You've got some over there in Louisiana from about Lafayette all the way over to the Louisiana-Mississippi line. You do have some fog there. Got a little bit of rough surf going up the east coast of Florida tonight from about Lake Okeechobee straight across to West Palm all the way up to Jacksonville and up towards Savannah. And then we'll go up the East Coast, and we'll tell you where all this stuff starts. North Carolina, right there, Cape Hatteras, you've got some rough seas there. It'll start to rain a little bit on you when you get up into Virginia around Norfolk. It's raining on and off. There'll be some more rain when you get up there over the top of the bridge and through the tunnel up into Maryland, and you'll have rain just about all the way up into Jersey. Now, that rain will subside a little bit around New York. It'll pick up a little bit again around Connecticut and Long Island if you're going that way. And I will tell you, the seas are very, very, very rough going up all the way to Cape Cod. So Lynn's up there watching the big waves crash on the beach tonight. And then we do have some cold weather. I-95 all the way across Maine from Nova Scotia to New Hampshire, I-95 all the way across, you have a freeze warning. That freeze warning comes over into the central part of New Hampshire and covers all of Vermont, covers most of upstate New York from Watertown to the St. Lawrence Seaway on up towards Quebec. And you've got in Ohio a frost and freeze advisory around Cleveland with some unsettled weather to the west over to Indiana. And then in Indiana, the upper portion of Indiana, upper half of Indiana, including Indianapolis, has got some unsettled weather there. You could be getting some cold weather, or you could be getting a little mixture of precipitation. All depends on what the wind's doing. And Kentucky, same thing. You could be getting some cold weather there tonight, or it could be putting it off until tomorrow night. But at any rate, The weather is going to do what it's going to do, and unfortunately for the folks up there along the Midwest, that is still the remnants of Hurricane Ian that's messing with you along the shoreline up there. So, Mr. Kyle, tell us why we go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, we go to the Pilot Flying J travel centers all across the country because they want to be your oasis out there on the road, and you definitely want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. And we do have an update, Captain, tonight on pilot number 352. That's the one in Fort Myers, Florida. It is now open. They say the inside is open, but they have diesel only at this time. So, of course, we'll keep you updated, but this is a big change from just 24 hours ago when it was still closed. And, of course, all the other stores are now currently open and fueling all over. So this is the remnants here of Hurricane Ian and how it affected the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Other than that, you definitely want to check out the Driver Appreciation Month because they've extended it into October. And that means, of course, you're still going to be able to enjoy free drinks, chance to earn up to 5 points per gallon after activating the push for points in the My Rewards Plus app and other exclusive offers in the My Rewards Plus app while you're out there on the road. That's because drivers go further for America, and we're going to go further for you. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com.
And, you know, because it is Tuesday, every Tuesday, where do we go? Or where do I go?
Oh, you go to the Mission Barbecue for lunch.
Yeah, and the one at West Waters, because there's a bunch of Mission Barbecues. Somebody yesterday said, we saw a Mission Barbecue. Did you ever mention a place? I said, yeah, you did. I said, that's another part of where Mission Barbecue has stores. He says, oh, they got them over here? I said, you bet they do. And I rattled off where they were at. And the gentleman said, oh, good. Well, we're going towards Fort Myers to help out with the effort. So we'll stop and grab some stuff on the way down there because everybody likes the pulled pork sandwiches and whatever else they have to offer.
Oh, very cool. Very cool indeed.
Yep. So in the meantime, hold that thought. We're going to go out. We're going to take a break. I'm going to play a little advertisement to take us into the break. But this is what we do every Tuesday.
That means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And you never know who's going to show up. I think we're going to have Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, there today. One of our contributors, I believe Jeff from Sarasota will be there. I'm pretty sure John Zach will be there, who's he's now been approved to go out and do what he needs to do. Had a little procedure, now he's feeling better. And you'll see the mayor of Clearwater there, too. So you get to talk to some celebrities. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.